It's rare that a book title says it all, but if there was ever a book to do it, it's this one. The Microscript Rules. It's not what people hear, it's what they repeat. As author Bill Schley recounts, he got forwarded a secret email at the start of the 2008 recession. It was intended for the portfolio companies of venture capital firm Sequoia, and it set off a panic in Silicon Valley. It said, "Forget about getting ahead, we're talking survive. All assumptions prior to today are wrong. Do it right, and you may be able to capitalize on this downturn and live. Nail your marketing message now. Measure everything and cut what's not working. A key takeaway, you can't quit marketing and selling and stay in business. But if you keep spending fantasy bucks and don't deliver an ROI, you're toast." Of course, nailing your marketing message is good advice, recession or otherwise. And I've never used testimonials from jacket covers in our summaries before, but these two, by legendary marketing thinkers Jack Trout and Al Reese, are too good at explaining what microscripts are all about, I had to use them. The Microscript Rules is dead on. It's how to verbalize a point of difference, and without one, you better have a low price. That's Jack Trout, co-author of the legendary Positioning, The Battle for Your Mind and Repositioning, Marketing in an Era of Competition, Change, and Crisis. The next one is the missing ingredient in most marketing is memorability. Bill Schley has developed a list of microscript rules that solve that problem. Well-organized and well-written. Al Reese, co-author of the legendary Positioning, The Battle for Your Mind and War in the Boardroom. Let's get started. What is a microscript anyways? A microscript is a message that people like to repeat, most often word for word, to inform or impress others. It will usually contain metaphors, vivid imagery, or rhythmic sounds to paint a picture in the mind. As Schley points out, great communicating is directly proportional to our capacity for cutting through the crap, finding the heart of the matter, making it our strategy, and then staying there. There are four big rules to remember about microscripts. Rule number one, it's what they repeat. Frank Luntz, the Republican word man who taught the GOP to use language like death tax instead of estate tax and no child left behind instead of the mandatory punitive school testing law, once said, "It's not what you say, it's what people hear." Schley takes this one step further and says the most important thing is not what people hear, it's what they want to repeat after they've heard you. This is a big distinction. If you can create a marketing message that describes your dominant selling idea, more on that in a minute, and that people want to repeat, you've hit the jackpot. Which leads us to the next rule. Rule number two, every screen's a word-of-mouth machine. Word of mouth was a big deal in caveman times, took a well-deserved break when radio and TV took over, and is now back out of retirement to rule the world once more with social media. Getting your message down to a simple, repeatable message that people spread to their network is the holy grail of marketing. Why? Well, it's because of rule number three. What they want to repeat are microscripts. Raise your hand right now if you've ever been to Las Vegas. Now keep your hand up if somebody in your group slyly winked at the rest of you and said, "Hey, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas." You can put your hand down now. Just do a simple search of your favorite social media network for that phrase, and you'll realize that it's alive and well selling Las Vegas as the destination for when you want to get away from it all and let loose. And finally, rule number four, build them on dominant selling ideas. As Schley points out, a dominant selling idea is the one most unique, important, and ownable advantage that you can claim that others don't. Your single best differentiating attribute. Its brand positioning brought to its sharpest, most specific edge. Safest car. The dentist's number one toothpaste. The working man's favorite beer. The fastest headache pill. Here's an example of a dominant selling idea and its microscript counterpart. DSI. If the glove you found at the crime scene doesn't belong to O.J. Simpson, he must not be guilty. Microscript. If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. Why this is important? The right five words will always beat 5,000. Why? Human beings don't consume your marketing message like you think they do. You present them in a boardroom to a captive audience who listens and obsesses over every word. But your target market couldn't care less. Not only are they bombarded with thousands of other messages every single day, they are also in a rush and most likely stressed out about something going on in their lives. And when things get tense and overwhelming for people, built-in heuristics take over. We make snap judgments based on the smallest amount of data. We try and cut to the heart of the matter, even if we're off the mark by a country mile. All to say, we have a bias against things being complicated. It's why the sayings, "What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas," "If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit," and "Guns don't kill people, people kill people," are still being passed around today, even though they were first said decades ago. Remember, the idea that's sayable is always more playable. Here are some more examples to get your creative juices flowing. It's made from sugar, so it tastes like sugar. Splenda used that microscript to rocket to a 50% market share within 3 years of being introduced. The whole made from sugar thing was a stretch, and the scientist who accidentally discovered Splenda was trying to invent a new insecticide. However, even a successful lawsuit by their competitors banning them from making the claim about sugar didn't make a dent in their rise to success. Michael Pollan, a guy who probably doesn't like Splenda at all, wrote a best-selling book called In Defense of Food. It contained 244 pages, but the first 7 words on the very first page said this: "Eat food, not too much, mostly plants." Pollan had to apologize that he'd given away the entire book in the first 7 words and had to find a way to fill the other 200 pages. Now that's a book summary. Go ahead and search for that exact phrase on your favorite social network, and you'll see it quoted multiple times daily, even though the book was published in 2008. Sticking with the theme, here's another book summary. A Talmudic scholar was once asked if he could explain the Bible. He said that he could do it in one sentence: "Do unto others as you'd have others do to you." The rest, he said, is commentary. And if a New York Times bestselling book and the entirety of the Bible can be boiled down to a simple, repeatable phrase that gets to the heart of an idea, so can your product, service, or company. Finding your dominant selling idea. Notice that it's a dominant selling idea, singular, not plural. That's because all great value propositions have a single promise, not 2, 3, or 20. It's one attribute or advantage that's most important to the target that you do best. Safest tire, fastest human, the only shoes that breathe. Here's the thing. When you give somebody a data dump, they'll simply pick out whatever idea they deem to be most important to them anyways. So you might as well make it the one thing you want them to walk away with. Here's some current brands that do a great job with their DSIs. Splenda, the non-artificial low-calorie sweetener. Geox shoes, the first shoes that have ventilation in the soles. Geico, the car insurance that's 15% cheaper. But what you were probably thinking in your head were the microscripts that go along with those DSIs. Splenda, made from sugar so it tastes like sugar. Geox, the shoes that breathe. Geico, 15 minutes saves you 15%. So here are the 5 ingredients that those brands use to enable their proposition to be a dominant selling idea. It tells people that you are, 1, best at. It says you are 1 at something, the best blank, the only one with blank, the most blank, etc. 2, it's important. What you're 1 in has to be something that matters. 3, it needs to be believable. There has to be a unique, plausible reason why you claim the above that makes logical sense. 4, needs to be measurable. It must be specific and obvious in your performance. And finally, 5, it needs to be ownable, not already taken by someone else. Now let's move on to the 4-step process to find your microscripts. Now that you've got your dominant selling idea, it's time to start panning for microscript gold. Here's the 4-step process to get there. 1, hypothesize. Pose some simple questions. Usually the basics are the key to the whole thing, and microscripts are no different. Head out and talk to as many stakeholders as you can. Ask them to tell you what your big idea is in their own words. As Schley says, you'll be amazed at the likelihood that someone you never expected, without realizing it, simply gives you the golden nugget you've been looking for. Ask a lot of questions. Make sure to take copious notes. Number 2, plagiarize. Borrow the already proven from the already great who are already around you. No, you shouldn't go and steal somebody else's microscript to use for your business. What you should do is follow your best salespeople or people who sell something similar to what you sell and listen carefully to exactly what they say to convince prospects to become customers. Again, make sure to take copious word-for-word notes. Number 3, memorialize. Jot down a little story, let the story crystallize more ideas. Now that you've got some inspiration, write down some stories about how your product or service makes the lives of the people who use it better. Use that story to crystallize more ideas, which leads to more stories, which leads to more ideas, until eventually you'll find the headline for your campaign in the copy. As Schley's boss at the advertising agency Ted Bates, the people who invented the USP, by the way, once told him, the best headlines always in the copy. And number 4, synthesize. Collect the pieces and put together microscripts. This is the easiest part. If you've done a good job of writing down the story and found some good lines, now it's just time to pull out the microscripts that are already there. Of course, remember that these are just candidates until they prove that they are repeatable. When you start finding people repeating your microscript, and it communicates your dominant selling idea, you'll know you've made it to the finish line. Finally, let's look at some proven templates you can use to create your very own microscript. Template number 1, the A-B equation. The pattern you'll see most often is a simple logic equation which comes in a few forms. Here are some examples. You snooze, you lose, which is if A, then B. No pain, no gain, which is A causes B. And finally, a diamond is forever, which is A is B. Template number 2 is the stark reminder. This microscript gets right to the point. It says do or don't do this. Here are some examples. Just do it. Just say no. Save the whales. Template number 3 is unique wordplay. This is a unique, clever, entertaining word combination that lends itself to memory and speech. They almost always include a rhyme or rhythm that is pleasing to the ear. Here are some examples. Snap, crackle, and pop. I came, I saw, I conquered. And finally, template number 4, the whole micro story. Nothing is more powerful than a microscript that tells the whole story. Legend has it that Ernest Hemingway wrote the following on a bet that he couldn't tell a story in 6 words. For sale. Baby shoes, never worn. But you don't have to be Hemingway to write headlines that convey a story. Consider this headline, widely considered to be the best headline in copywriting history. They laughed when I sat down at the piano, but when I started to play... Use one or all of these templates as you're exploring your own microscripts, and you are bound to land on one that works. So in conclusion, the microscript rules. It's not what people hear, it's what they repeat. Now, it's time to get to work.